Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
We are back, and joining us, our very first guest, none other than one of our sponsors. We have Mr. Richard Rosen, who, of course, is proprietor of McGuigan's Pub, who tomorrow will be celebrating their 5th anniversary. Congratulations, Richard.
Thank you, and how are you tonight, Kevin?
I'm good, and I want to let you know who I'm joining in studio. I have, of course, none other than Joe Rossi. And
Joe's going to come to McGuigan someday.
He promises he will someday.
I have been. Nobody believes me. I'm taking a picture next time I go.
All right. And then I have Peter Brown from Tiny and Sons Glass.
How's it going? Peter. I haven't been there yet either. I got to. Maybe I'll take Joe.
Well, it would be his first.
Let's first and foremost, tell us, what do you got on tap for tomorrow night, celebrating 5 years in downtown Whitman?
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is.
It's amazing that it's been here 5 years. You know, the days go by slow, but the years go by fast. It's truly amazing. We're going to have quite a party tomorrow night. We have an Irish session every Tuesday night, and we have for literally almost every Tuesday since we've opened, with the exception of the first month, we've had an Irish session every Tuesday night, and it's Bill Bell and his crew. They're wonderful, so they'll be in there at 7. And through the help of one of your guests later tonight, we have the Boston Police Gala Column coming in, the Pipes and Drums. So that's quite a treat. They were there about a month and a half ago. There was 20 of them. There was an event in Whitman Park for a slain soldier. And they came out from Boston and performed in the park and then came to McGuigan's. And there was about 20 of them. And they were amazing. So I think we have several of them coming in tomorrow night, and we're going to be doing some other stuff. You know, the party starts at 7. There'll be some giveaways, and it will be a true appreciation from us to our customers. I mean, we have a very large base of customers, a lot of regular customers, and we do want to show our appreciation tomorrow night.
What, if you could pick out something memorable that has happened over the past 5 years that just keeps you going in regards to, you know, as a business, what would be the most memorable thing that has happened while having McGuigan's Pub open?
I'm not sure the most memorable, but, I mean, we've had so many memorable things. I mean, we had the largest Irish flag in the United States that I'm sure you remember.
I was there.
You know, I hired a couple of bucket trucks so we could take photos. Mm. The road races, about a month and a half ago after that event for the slain soldier, we had a number of people come out of the pub from Whitman Park. I met a number of Gold Star mothers. The gentleman, Mr. Arredondo, from the Boston Marathon came out. Most wonderful guy in the world. We've had, there's been so many memorable events. Little kids. You know, it's truly a family restaurant. Little kids. I've watched some of these kids kind of grow up in the last 5 years. You know, they come in all the time. Their favorite restaurant is McGuigan's. They want to have their birthday parties at McGuigan's. Those things are really they're meaningful. You know, it's kind of special.
Anything, if you were to kind of look into your crystal ball, anything that you'd like to, provide to, your customers that you're looking at. I know like a year or two ago, you and I had the conversation when you thought about introducing pizza, and that's becoming quickly something that's very popular in the area. Is there anything else like that you got in the works to add to the menu?
As you know, we're always looking at different things to do. Mm. I mean, the most important thing I believe the people want when they go out to a restaurant is consistency. And we have tried to provide consistency in the last 5 years, and I think we've done it. I think we've done it pretty well. The pizza is just, you know, it's been almost 2 years now, and it's been a huge hit. You know, when the phones are ringing on a Friday and a Saturday night for pizzas to go, to me it means that they're good because there's a number of other places that they could be calling around and they're not. So, yeah, there's things that we're looking at. I mean, I'm looking, obviously, And I don't think it's any secret that what I'd really like to do at some point is do an outside pavilion, you know, an outside bar. You know, we'll see what happens. There's a number of things that you know, we're always thinking of doing.
Joe, any questions?
What do you have anything, now that you're celebrating your 5 years, do you have anything maybe new or exciting that you're planning to put on the menu within the next, you know, couple months?
Was he just listening to you, or was he talking?
No, he's playing.
Because isn't that the same question?
It was, asking? But he phrased it differently, so he thought if he asked that. I think he wants to know if you have anything that's coming up immediately.
That's exactly what I meant.
Was like directions on how to get there.
Well, actually,
I was actually going to tell you that the most exciting thing that happened all year is when I came to McGuigan's Pub earlier this year.
We should have gone back and looked at the tape, Kevin, because I'm still not buying it.
I know you do have cameras in the place, so it'll be definitely something we'll have to do in the next couple of weeks. Other than being a great eatery, it's also a place that you like to provide entertainment, whether you have Morgan White Jr. in doing trivia, whether you have the Irish Sessions, or even Fridays and Saturday nights, even some of your events, Wine and Dine for 29. I mean, those are some of the things that I know just off the top of my head that you do on a regular basis.
We try to do stuff differently. Like, now we're doing the $7 Sunday. So on Sundays from noon to 5, mm-hmm. we have a completely separate menu with 7 items for $7. And it's stuff that's on our menu. It's not a lesser portion. It's just given back. So it's $7 Sundays, and it's become quite popular. Actually, Morgan White Jr. is going to be there tonight at 7:30. At 7 o'clock. He actually had Mel Simon with him a few weeks ago when he came in, which was also... pretty interesting to have Mel Simon there, who most people probably have never heard of, but he does a video clip trivia quiz on WBZ, and he's an old vaudeville guy. It was pretty interesting to have him there as well. But no, we do the Wine and Dine for $29, the $7 Sunday. You know, there's always these things that we're trying to come up with to make it a different experience. You know, there's 8 large screen TVs. It's a great place to watch a game or
football.
If the Bruins and Celtics or whoever is on at the same time, you can watch them both. Or, you know, Sundays we have different football games on. And speaking of Bruins,
yes,
we have none other than the famous Don Orie from the Big Bad Bruins coming into McGuigan's.
Right.
And Don Orie's going to be there on January 19th. So we invite people to come up and have their picture taken with Don Orie and have a drink with him or whatever. And, you know, just again, something different that we're trying to do. And we've already picked the date for our 6th annual McGuigan's Pub 5K, and that's going to be June 14th of 2015. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Peter, anything in closing?
How do you become a sponsor for the 5K?
We'll talk.
There you go.
we'll talk. It's not that difficult. We make becoming sponsors very easy.
Okay. And just so folks know, best way, if they are somebody who is savvy when it comes to the internet, I'm sure that there's a way that they can check out your website or your Facebook page.
Sure. It's McGuigan's Pub, McGuigansPub.com. McGuigan'sPub.com.
Well, Richard, again, we want to thank you for not only being a great sponsor to this radio program, but continued success. Celebrating your 5th anniversary tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and thanks for your friendship and your loyalty.
And Joe, anything in closing?
I'll see you there soon.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
I wouldn't. All right, there he is, Richard Rosen, joining us once again. We will take ourselves a small pause here, but when we come back, we're going to speak with a couple of our guests who are chiefs in some of the South Shore police stations around the South Shore. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.